Good morning, Woodies. It's Tim here with another edition of Morning Woods. Here to recap last night's thoroughly entertaining Big Bash game between the hometown Brisbane Heat against the much fancied Melbourne Stars. Look, It was a thoroughly entertaining game, you know, but I think all T20s are these days, so, you know, I expect to see a lot of last over finishes. I mean, we've already seen two out of two so far, you know, some spectacular fielding, great catches, high scoring affairs, things like that. That's going to be normal for this tournament, I think. So we'll get straight into it. Brisbane batted first, and look, stock standard, Brendan McCullum just getting us off to a great start like he usually does. But the difference in this game and historically for the Brisbane Heat was, you know, quick start was backed up finally, and we saw some great cameo appearances from Joe Burns, Alex Ross, and even Cutsy at the back there. You know, just always kept the run rate ticking, and that's something that, Brisbane has really struggled with the last sort of two or three seasons, is that they may lose one or two early, but they can never recover, and it just seemed like the ball kept rolling. You know, everyone was scoring at a high rate, so that was really good. McCullum also alluded to when they were fielding is that I think they're going to utilize cutting in that floating position, and basically any time from the 12th over onwards, I think, if there's a wicket, cutting's in regardless of the situation. You know, he can't be wasted in the, you know, to come in the last two overs. And we saw that in previous seasons where, you know, his run, his late innings run is come too late for him. So, yeah, I mean, it was a great pitch as well. That obviously helped. And look, you know, the pass score was always going to be somewhere around 200. But the problem for Brisbane as well is that, you know, they've given up. You know, they've given up 200 run leads in T20s in the Big Bash. So, you know, that was going to be the problem for them. Was 200 plus actually going to be enough for them? With the Melbourne bowlers, look, you know, I'm a stickler for spin in the power play. I love it. And Michael Beers, he's always been that for them the last couple of seasons. And, you know, he picked up two wickets. Pearson, again, failing to fire. And his second wicket was Sporting Wood's favourite, Sammy Hazlitt. Just skied one, wasn't really looking at the ball, trying to hit it too hard, I think. You know, the star of the game was Marcus Stoinis. Three wickets for him. The other surprise, well, it's not so surprising, is James Faulkner. He only bowled the one over, and it was actually the first over of the game. So, don't know what they were thinking there. Was it a tactic? You know, did they not like the matchup with cutting at the end there? Because, you know, he's historically known as the finisher, and that's with both bat and ball. You know, he hasn't been thereabouts the last couple of years in the Australian lineup, so maybe it's a sign that, you know, he's kind of tailing off. One thing I did want to point out was the Stars were quite unlucky with some high west no balls. They probably were, but you've seen a lot worse let go. And the issue for them was it cost them. There were some massive boundaries off the free hits for them. And look, you know, they lost by 15 runs in the end. They probably scored about that much off the free hits from the highway snow balls. So something to look at throughout the tournament, I think, and see how they adjudicate the highway snow balls. So Melbourne, you know, they've got a lot of stars, but it, you know, on paper the batting didn't look that deep, to be honest, and it was kind of found out. We saw some early wickets. Brisbane did bowl quite well, actually, but you know, one of the Melbourne Stars stalwarts throughout the Big Bash has been Luke Wright, and he just couldn't get it going last night. And the Stars have historically relied on him to get them off to those good starts and keep their momentum going. So it is early doors, you know, it's the first game, they're playing away from home, all that sort of stuff. The main performance of the night was Marcus Stoinis. You know, he's, in my opinion, he's a star. And this form, in this limited overs form's definitely sort of carried over from the India trip where he went over and dominated. We didn't have our full strength side, and he was able to really assert himself as one of the top players that went on that trip. It's not really a tour. They just played some one days and T20s. So that should give him a lot of, I mean, this game should give him a lot of confidence and could be, you know, the player of the tournament for me. But it was an interesting passage of play. I mean, they left their run too late, unfortunately, and in that last over, I think they needed about 24. Anyway, he was also on 90, so he was trying to, you know, get to his ton as well. And in the space of two deliveries, he was dropped at 96 off a top edge. The keeper dropped it, then dropped the next ball on 98 out on the field, and then got run out trying to come back for two. So in two deliveries, he's given three chances, and that he could only take one. I mean, that just highly entertaining stuff. You're not going to see that anywhere else. So, you know, it kept everyone on his toes. It was pretty funny in the end. But they were cooked, like both him and Faulkner. And Faulkner was visibly ill, which isn't the first person to be quite ill with the humid conditions up here. It clearly affected them, and they just couldn't hit the boundaries at the key points in the last three overs. For the Heat bowlers, look, it was obvious that Steckity's going to be the spearhead for this team. Doggett bowled really well as well. He was very quick, but the country boy from Warwick, I think, you know, just asserted his dominance, particularly with cutting only bowling one over, and then went for 22. It looks like he's going to be the spearhead for the pace attack. Looks like he's going to be bowling the death overs as well. So watch for that this season from the Heat. The leg spin impressed. I was really impressed with, you know, how rare is it to see two leg spinners in the same T20 side. Swepson and young Shadab coming over from Pakistan. Both got some to rip off the deck. And we saw Nathan Lyon in the test get some purchase. So maybe we might continue to see that, particularly if they bring out Swepson and Shadab in more home games together. And they also had good variations. Shadab picked up a wicket on a wrong end. Swepson bowled really well. He had it on a string. Shadab's got this really quick ball as well. So, yeah, it'll be great to see them. Hopefully they get to bowl together again in the future games. But the fielding as well was quite high quality. Manislab Ashagne came out for Joe Burns, who picked up an injury. Not too sure what happened there. He was great in the outfield. McCollum chased down a couple of balls. You know, just all those one percenters get, you know, so amplified in T20 cricket. So that'll be interesting to see going forward. You know, the teams with the superior fielding might be able to jag one or two runs that could win them games. One disappointing note, the crowd was only 27.5, which is about two-thirds full. We saw last year the Gabba sold out all four games. But I think, you know, it's a Wednesday before Christmas. You know, people are still travelling around. I think we'll see bigger crowds post-Christmas here in Brisbane. And hopefully, the boys will get out to a couple of games. You know, and the fans as well get out there and support the Heat. One other thing before I go, Chris Lynn, look, he was an outsider's chance to play. They kind of made it seem like he was going to play before the game, but didn't dress. They're expecting him back for the next game, but they expected him to play this game. So, you know, who knows what will happen there. But if they keep this form up, you know, with people actually giving genuine cameos for the Heat, you know, you add Chris Lynn to that lineup, it's going to be dangerous. So it'll be great for him to come in for Brisbane fans and light it up like he's done the last couple of years. So I hope everyone enjoys their day and continues to support the Big Bash and keep an ear out for us doing our Morning Woods, recapping all the action from the Big Bash. Don't forget to give us a like on Facebook. Our Facebook page is Sporting Woods. And give us a follow on Twitter. Our Twitter handle is @Sporting_Woods.